matter who you are or where you are on life's journey, you are welcome here to explore your faith, to meet new people, and to strengthen your personal relationship with God. Welcome to Pilgrim Church UCC on Boy Scout Sunday. We're glad that you're here this morning, and we invite everyone for coffee and refreshments after the service. I have one very important announcement. Please fill out our attendance sheets so that we know that you are here. And if there are any other announcements, this is the time for that, Mark.
Good morning. For World Care this month, we are collecting canned tomato products of any kind, canned tomato soup, stewed tomatoes, tomato sauce, whatever. This is going to the Nashua Soup Kitchen, and in this cold weather, they need all the canned stuff they can get because everybody wants a hot meal right now. So if you could help out, it would be greatly appreciated. We pulled in 95 cans of chicken soup last month, so let's see if we can outdo that with the tomato stuff this month. Our special offering this month is for Harbor Homes. They do counseling and all kinds of intervention and crisis management, and we have been supporting them for many, many years. And so if you are able and interested, please use the white envelopes in the pews and just mark it Harbor Homes. And there will be a World Care meeting after the service. Thank you.
Thank you, Mark. Anyone else? Any other announcements coming out?
Good morning, all. I'm the Cup Master from PAC 19, and I just wanted to extend an invitation to you all, to the members of the church, to our blue and gold ceremony, which is next Saturday at 4 o'clock at Trinity Baptist Church. And that's our yearly event where our Arrow of Light boys bridge over to Boy Scouts. So we just wanted to extend that invitation. Food will be catered, and we have a laser light show for entertainment.
That sounds pretty cool, so yeah, we'll be there. Anyone else? Any other announcements? Okay, if there are no more announcements, there will be some type of presentation right now.
All right. Well, I'd like to thank you all for allowing the Scouts to come here and participate. And for some of you guys who know me, one of my favorite Scout laws is reverence. And you know, I always talk about to the kids about reverence. And you know, I think there's reverence speaking to her. And you know, I talk to the kids, and you know, if you listen to the some of the premises of Scouts, it's about being reverent to oneself, and then part of the patrol, and then part of the troop, and that flows up. And this is where I think it's only when we're reverent to ourselves and to others do we really start to achieve great things, and that means a lot to me. So I'd like to thank you guys for hosting us, you know, and you know, being a part of our community. And so we have a gift to the church here. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Charter is a very important document. I'll read you the charter. Prepared for life, our charter granted to the Pilgrim Congregational Church upon application through authorized representatives to carry on the scouting program for character development, citizenship, training, mental and physical fitness, subject to the provisions of the charter and bylaws and rules, regulations of the Boy Scouts of America for the period ending December 31st, 2019. We have a charter to operate a Boy Scout troop and a Cub Scout pack. We'd like to present the charter to Reverend Melinda, and she in turn will present these to our pack and troop.
Thank you.
representative from the PAC, the representative from the crew, come down and receive your charters.
Yes.
Well, then I present this to you.
Yes.
To you, and thank you for being a part of our Congress.
Thank you.
We want to thank Gary Crane, who's been our liaison with the Scout troops for how many years, Gary?
About 15.
About 15 years.
Active with the troops since 1993.
And so we want to express our gratitude.
Thank you. And present you with this certificate.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Scouts, please stand for the Scout Oath and Law. A Scout is trustworthy, loyal, helpful, friendly, courteous, kind, obedient, cheerful, thrifty, brave, clean, and reverent. On my honor, I will do my best to do my duty to God and my country, to obey the Scout Law, to help other people at all times, to keep myself physically strong, mentally awake, and morally straight. Thank you.
And now Todd will lead us in our call to worship.
Called by God, we have come to worship.
Called by Christ, we have come to follow.
Called by the Holy Spirit, we have come to rejoice.
Called together, we will listen and pray. Let us worship God.
Thank you.
Our first hymn this morning is hymn number 84, This is the Day. Please stand if you're able.
Bless us, Holy One, with your guidance. Give us in the ways that lead to life. Teach us and illuminate our path that we may not stumble. Speak to us your words of life and feed us with spiritual food, that we may grow strong in faith and deep in loving kindness. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
You may be seated. And now can I have the young and young at heart come forward for children's time? Come on, brave young people. Come on, young people. Good morning. Those who know me, they know that this is not good enough. So let's start it again. Good morning.
Good morning.
That was a little bit better. You got to do it louder than that. Good morning.
Good morning.
Then the other people didn't do it. Okay, one more time, everyone. One, two, three.
Good morning.
Very good. Very good. How are you doing this morning?
Good.
Just good. Okay. Sleepy.
Good.
How are you doing? Okay.
As usual.
As usual. Okay. Well, some serious people say that they're doing as usual. Okay. So, how many of you like to go fishing? You like to go fishing? Okay. That's pretty good. Well, this is a harder question. Why do you like to go fishing? What do you like about it? Can you tell me?
It's fun.
Okay, I like that one. It's fun. What else? Why do people go fishing? Does anyone know, even if you don't like to go fishing?
To eat the fish.
To eat the fish. Very good.
To get dinner.
Get dinner. Pretty good. Okay. Anything else? Anyone else?
Okay.
To eat fish, okay, I don't know what you're saying. Anyone else, any other ideas? To eat fish, any other ideas about fishing? No?
If people like being outside.
Yeah, I like that one. That's a really good point, too.
The reward of it.
Okay.
The cooking?
Cooking, okay, we cook the fish afterwards. Very good, I think these are really good ideas. Well, we have a Bible story today that is about fishing. And those people went out fishing, but I don't think they really, I don't know, they might have enjoyed fishing, but that wasn't the real point. That was their job. Can you imagine that? Like fishermen? That's their job, to go fishing. Do you think that's fun? Who said it was fun?
I did.
Do you think it's fun to have a job as a fisherman?
No.
Why not? Having jobs is not fun? Why? Maybe they like to go
fishing.
Because
you have to do it every day.
Oh, okay, that's a pretty good point. Well, but there are some things that are fun and you want to do it every day.
Fish.
Fish? Okay, well, to catch fish, yeah. So that was their job, to catch fish. But the point is that they were trying to catch fish all night long. And do you think they caught any fish?
No.
They didn't. So do you think they were happy or not
no.
too happy? Would you be happy if you didn't catch fish and you were trying on?
I would be
sad. You would be sad. Okay. So, well, I think they were sad. Do you think they were sad too?
Yes.
Okay. I just didn't want to leave you out of the conversation. So they were sad and they were probably upset and they just left their boats and I think they just wanted to rest and sleep and all that stuff. But Jesus saw their boats and he thought, oh, these boats are nice and empty, so I will just go and preach from these boats. So he used the boats, and after he preached from the boats, he told Simon. Simon was one of the people there. Simon is a famous guy. He was also called Peter. Can you say Peter?
Peter.
Very good, very good. So Simon Peter, who was later called Peter, he was one of the people, and Jesus told him, go back and just go to the deeper waters and go back to fish again. Go back to fishing again. What do you think? Do you think Peter was happy about that?
Yes.
He was happy. Okay, why do you think he was happy?
Because he had a boat.
That's a good point. But, you know, after fishing all night long, I don't think he was terribly happy to go back to fishing. But who knows? Maybe he was. I don't know. But the story says he wasn't terribly happy. But what do you think he said, Jesus? Do you think he went back to fishing?
No.
He actually did. So, and guess what happened after he went back to fishing again? Do you think he caught fish?
Yes.
Why do you think that? You just know something about this story, don't you? Mm. No. Well, why do you think he caught fish? Because he listened to Jesus. He did what Jesus told him to do. He went back and he caught so many fish that his boat started to sink. So he had to call other people to help him bring all the fish in. But that wasn't enough. Jesus told him, you know what? You did a wonderful job fishing and you were a nice fisherman. But after this, I want you to catch people. Go fishing for people. What do you think that means? Doesn't that sound a little strange?
I don't know what it means.
Do you think you throw a net over a person and you catch them like a fish?
Is it like a lifeguard?
That's a good point, but I think Jesus meant something else. How do you fish for people?
Dead bodies?
No, I don't think there were dead bodies. Your imagination is really good, but no. This is like a regular story and there were no dead people in it.
Go fishing for people to get them like closer to Jesus.
Uh-oh, we have a point here. Say it louder.
To get closer to Jesus.
Yeah, and one of my microphones is making a sound here. But yes, that's a really good point. So Jesus simply meant that go out and tell people about me, about Jesus, and about God so that people can get closer to God. So how can we get closer to God? Well, we are doing it right now. How can we get closer to God?
Sing.
Okay, very good. How do we get closer to God? You know the answer.
Talk to him. God, you say.
Pray.
Very good. How do we get closer to God?
Pray.
We come to church. You're doing it. You're right here. We come to church. We listen to Jesus' words. We listen to the stories about Jesus. And we can get closer to God. So we are fishing for people right now. And we are getting closer to God. And if you go out this week, how can you fish for people?
Tell them about God.
Tell them about God. So if you had fun in church, not just fishing, then you can tell them about God. That's okay. She can run around. You can tell them about God. You can tell them that you had fun in church. Yeah, you had fun in church and you enjoyed being here. And you can invite them to come to church with you. So that's a good point here. And invite them to church. Invite them to come to God and pray and do all those wonderful things that you just mentioned. Uh-oh. Will you say a prayer with me? Will you say a prayer with me? Thank you, God.
Thank you, God.
For teaching us. How to fish for people. In Jesus' name we pray.
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen. Can you say amen?
Okay,
amen. Thank you, everyone. And now you may go to care camp. And the congregation can sing hymn number 478, I've Got Peace Like a River. Please stand if you're able. And you can stay here with your parents or you can go to care camp. created. Can we have Todd to come out and read our first reading?
I will praise you, Lord, with all my heart. Before the gods, I will sing your praise. I will bow down toward your holy temple, and I will praise your name for your unfailing love and your faithfulness. For you have so exalted your solemn decree that it surpasses your fame. When I called, you answered me. You greatly emboldened me. May all the kings of the earth praise you, Lord, when they hear that you have decreed. May they sing the ways of the Lord, for the glory of the Lord is great. Though the Lord is exalted, he looks kindly on the lowly. Though lofty, he sees them from afar. Though I walk in the midst of trouble, you preserve my life. You stretch out your hand against the anger of my foes. With your right hand, you save me. The Lord will vindicate me. Your love, Lord, endures forever. Do not abandon the works of your hands.
Reading from 1 Corinthians. Now, brothers and sisters, I want to remind you of the gospel I preached to you, which you received and on which you have taken your stand. By this gospel you are saved, if you hold firmly to the word I preached to you. Otherwise, you have believed in vain. For what I received I passed on to you as of first importance, that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures, that he was buried, that he was raised on the third day according to the Scriptures, and that he appeared to Cephas and then to the 12. After that, he appeared to more than 500 of the brothers and sisters at the same time, most of whom are still living, though some have fallen asleep. Then he appeared to James, then to all the apostles, and last of all, he appeared to me also, as to one abnormally born. For I am the least of the apostles, but do not even deserve to be called an apostle, because I persecuted the church of God. But by the grace of God, I am what I am, and his grace to me was not without effect. No, I worked harder than all of them, yet not I, but the grace of God that was with me. Whether then it is I or they, this is what we preach, and this is what you believed.
You all should have an insert in your bulletin with the words for rain down. So the choir is going to lead us through the verses, and I would love for you all to join us when we get to the refrain the second and the third time. So they'll sing it for you the first time by themselves. The very first thing you hear is what you'll be joining in with later. So please do join us.
Thank you.
Thank you, choir and Jana. Our third reading this morning comes from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 5, verses 1 through 11. Once while Jesus was standing beside the lake of Gennesaret, and a crowd was pressing in on him to hear the word of God, he saw two boats there at the shore of the lake. The fishermen had gone out of them and were washing their nets. He got into one of the boats, the one belonging to Simon, and asked him to put out a little way from the shore. Then he sat down and taught the crowds from the boat. When he had finished speaking, he said to Simon, "Put out into the deep water and let down your nets for a catch." Simon answered, "Master, we have worked all night long, but we have caught nothing. Yet if you say so, I will let down the nets." When they had done this, they caught so many fish that their nets were beginning to break. So they signaled their partners in the other boat to come and help them. And they came and filled both boats so that they began to sink. But when Simon Peter saw it, he fell down at Jesus' knees, saying, "Go away from me, Lord, for I am a sinful man." For he and all who were with him were amazed at the catch of fish that they had taken. And so also were James and John, sons of Zebedee, who were partners with Simon. Then Jesus said to Simon, "Do not be afraid. From now on, you will be catching people." When they had brought their boats to shore, they left everything and followed him. Let us pray. Almighty God, may the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Lou Eddy and his mom were digging for fishing bait in the garden. Uncovering a many-legged creature, Eddie proudly dangled it before his mom. "No, honey, it won't do for bait," she said. "It's not an earthworm." "It's not?" Eddie asked, surprised. "What planet is it from?" I'll give you time to think about it. Well, Simon and his friends didn't fish with earthworms either. They fished with huge nets. But it didn't matter if they used worms or nets. The fish were nowhere to be found. No matter how hard they worked, they couldn't catch any fish. I'm sure they were very disappointed. Have you ever worked hard on a project and it just didn't turn out well? Maybe in school or at work. Sometimes the weather just keeps the fish away. Sometimes you just can't seem to find the right fishing spot. Imagine what these ancient fishermen were experiencing, fishing all night long without catching so much as a sunny. It's natural that they were upset and disappointed. They probably just wanted to go home, sleep, and forget about their bad luck. They probably thought that fishing was over for the day. The last thing they wanted to do was listen to a rabbi, like some people here. But God had other plans. Jesus saw the disciples washing their nets. They were putting away their tools and ending their work day. Their boats were on the shore, drying out or close to the shore. Jesus decided that their empty ships would work nicely as a pulpit for preaching to the crowd. So he preached from Simon the fisherman's ship, and after he preached to the crowd, Jesus told Simon to go back to work. I'm sure Simon was thrilled. People are sleeping. That's okay, just rest. It's Sunday morning, early. After working all night long in vain, after not catching one fish, Jesus tells him to leave the safety of the shallows and push out into the deep water. He wanted Simon to go back to work. Simon probably thought, and I'm using nice words here, what is this crazy teacher thinking? I'm a professional fisherman. I have boats. Somebody had that good point that he should be happy. He has boats. This is my livelihood. This is what I do. I know better when and where to fish. But instead of saying all these things and maybe other things, he politely answered Jesus, "Master, we have worked all night long but have caught nothing. Yet if you say so, I will let down the nets." Simon was a bit skeptical of the new captain of his ship at first, but he respectfully obeyed Jesus. When Simon went out to the deep waters, when Simon started trusting Jesus, a miracle happened. He caught so much fish that his ship started to sink. Simon had to call his friends, James and John, the sons of Zebedee, with another ship to help him bring in the fish. So they filled both ships, and because of the weight, both ships almost sank. I bet they had lots of fish and chips after that fishing trip. Which also reminds me of a cute joke. No more jokes, these two, so pay attention. A monastery was in financial trouble, so it started a fish and chips business to raise money. One night, a customer knocked on the door. One of the monks answered politely. The customer asked, "Are you the fish fryer?" "No," he replied, "I'm the chip monk." Simon, James, and John experienced a miracle when they started following Jesus. The miraculous sign helped them realize who Jesus was and that with God, all things are possible. So right after the fishing trip, they became Jesus' disciples. Sometimes when we are in a difficult situation, we may think that even God has forgotten about us. We may work our fingers to the bone, but catch no fish. In those times, it's important to remember that even then, God is in control. We must let Jesus take control of our boat. We have to come back to church and really listen to some good sermons. Okay, maybe not this one, but some good sermons. God can fill our nets. God can bless us more abundantly than we can imagine. God knows our every need. God even knows our dreams. And God is able to lead us to our destiny. We can find peace and joy following the call of Jesus. In this story, Jesus is calling his first disciples. And what I really like about this calling of the disciples story is that they didn't think twice about following Jesus. As soon as they were back on the shore, Simon and his friends left everything, their old nets, their old ships, their old jobs, their old lives, but not their old wives. No, I'm kidding. Peter still had a wife and in-laws later in the story. But they did start a whole new life with Jesus. When we decide to follow Jesus, blessings just start pouring into our lives. Not just fish and chips, although fish and chips are great too. But when we follow God, we receive spiritual blessings. And the greatest blessings we receive are intangible. We read about these inner blessings in Galatians 5. The fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, forbearance, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Who doesn't need more peace, joy, and love in their lives? I know I need them. Any challenge we face is easier with faith. When times are tough, faith can get us through. We all have problems to deal with. Even kids have problems. You can have a teacher that doesn't like you in school. Or you can have a bullying classmate. Or you can struggle to get good grades. Even kids need God's help. That's why it's so important to pray to God and ask God to help us. Jesus didn't force Simon to do anything. Jesus politely asked to use Simon's ship. Later, he asked Simon to put out into the deep water to catch more fish. But they were in a conversation with each other. God doesn't force anything on us, not even the blessings. We have to be willing to do God's will to receive those blessings. We have to have courage and go into those deeper waters. We have to come to church and learn about God and be in God's presence. God wants to have a conversation with us, to be in community with us. So we need to pray and listen to the many ways God answers our conversation. Sometimes God calls us to do a task of importance. Sometimes all we have to do is smile at someone who is having a bad day. At those times, we have to be willing to answer God's call and do God's will. I know that many of you like fishing. But when we fish with Jesus, we learn to fish for invisible things. Like joy and peace. So how do we fish for eternity? How do we fish for hope? We all need a great teacher to learn about these things that are not taught in school. When we fish with Jesus, we go into the deeper water. When we fish with God, our lives change. Sometimes babies pop out of nowhere, even when you're old. When you fish with Jesus, You became what you always wanted to be, a joyful and happy fisher of men. Amen. Our next hymn this morning is hymn number 173, You Have Come Down to the Lakeshore, and we will sing verses 1 and 2 in English. Let us share our joys and concerns with each other. Are there any prayer requests this morning? Yes? Joy Ayakunda family. Anything else? Joyce concerns? Everyone's happy and healthy? We will be saying prayers for Norm's family too. Okay, then let us pray. Loving Christ, we thank you for bringing us the good news of God's love. Thank you for encouraging us and showing us that you are with us in all circumstances. We pray for strength for today and hope for tomorrow. We pray for the comforting presence of your Holy Spirit who guides us on our journey. Loving God, mold us into the image of Christ and help us to become the hands and feet of Jesus in this world. Help us fully become the ideals we are working toward our whole lives. Trustworthy, loyal, helpful, friendly, courteous, kind, obedient, cheerful, thrifty, brave, clean, and reverent. We also pray for everyone in our families and among our friends who are going through difficult times. We pray especially for those who are sick, grieving a loss of a loved one, or suffering. We intercede for them, and we ask you to tenderly enfold them in your love and send your angels to attend to them. Now we pray for the people on Pilgrim's prayer list. We pray for Norm Josephson's family. We pray for Irene, Nancy, Betty and Paul, Eric, Noah, and we pray for the people in the military. We also say special prayers this morning for Joy Iacunta's family. We thank you for the scouts that are present with us today. We thank you for their hard work and dedication. We thank you for all the young people who are worshiping with us today. Bless them with strength and courage to do the right thing, no matter what the circumstances may bring. We also pray for our congregation, Pilgrim Church UCC. Bless us with growth and a hopeful vision for the future. And now, in the next few moments, we quietly pray in your presence. And now pray with me the words Jesus taught his disciples, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. The love of God is born new in the world. As often as we embody that love in the works of compassion, peace, and justice, let us offer our gifts in a spirit of generosity and hope. And now our ushers will come forward to receive our morning tithes and offerings.
Thank you.
now let us say together our prayer of dedication. Increase the strength of these gifts and the strength of our ministries, O God. Expand the nets of our love that we may share abundantly. May these gifts be signs of our commitment to walk in your ways and do your will. May the offering we share bring your presence and blessings into our hurting world. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. Our closing hymn this morning is hymn number 76, Sent Forth by God's Blessing. Spirit to love courageously. Amen.